on a time, a little girl lived with her mother and father in a cottage by a forest. She was called Little Red Riding Hood because she always wore a beautiful cape with a red hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, "Grandmother is sick in bed, so I have packed a basket of food for her." "I will take it to her," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I know the way through the forest to Grandmother's cottage." "Then you must stay on the path with," said her mother, "and look out for the big bad wolf. He lives in the forest and he is always hungry." On her way through the forest, Little Red Riding Hood met her father, who was cutting wood. "I'm taking this basket of food to Grandmother," she said. "Then take great care," said her father, "and if you see the big bad wolf, you must tell me and I'll come and help you." But the big bad wolf hadn't seen Little Red Riding Hood. Talking to her father, he ran all the way to Grandmother's cottage, and he got there first. As Grandmother lay in her bed, she saw the big bad wolf coming to her cottage. She climbed out of bed, tipped over to the cupboard, and slid inside. The wolf came into the cottage. He saw Grandmother's cape on the floor. He snapped to himself and put the cap on his head. Then he climbed into Grandmother's bed and pulled the sheet up to his chin. When Little Red Riding Hood came to the house, she said that the door was open and in the went. "Oh, Grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big ears you have. All the better to hear you with, my dear," said the wolf. "Oh, my Grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big eyes you have, and the better you see you with, my dear," said the wolf. But Grandmother cried the Little Red Riding Hood, "What big teeth you have, all the better to eat you with, my dear," growled the wolf, and he jumped out of bed. Little Red Riding Hood ran out the door and down the path. "Help," she cried, "Father, help me." Little Red Riding Hood's father ran out of the forest. She saw the big bad wolf and killed him with one blow of his axe. The Little Red Riding Hood and her father went back into the cottage. "Oh, Grandmother," cried Little Red Riding Hood, "what are you?" Grandmother opened the cupboard door. "Here I am," she said. "I have been hiding from the wolf." Little Red Riding Hood ran to Grandmother and hugged her. "Father was killed, the big bad wolf," she said, "and we are all safe now." And so, from that day on, Little Red Riding Hood and her mother and father and grandmother all lived happy ever after.